Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Fred Film Radio. You are listening to the daily program Global Critics Venice Voice. I'm Rita Di Santo. I'll be hosting the program. So today we have three wonderful new competition entries. They are Maestro by Bradley Cooper, Adagio, Stefano Solima, and then The Theory of Everything by German director Tim Kruger. So I have the pleasure to have in the studio with me today an emeritus colleagues, film critic Kalin Hafab, and also director of the Red Sea Film Festival. So we will welcome Kalim.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on, Rita.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for making the time, because I know that you are very, very busy. And Red Sea is a wonderful festival and requires lots of efforts. So, you're an amazing critic. You've been there for a long time, writing for all the major newspapers, international newspaper, British newspaper. And so I would like to have something to chat about the Maestro, a biopic of composer Leonard Bernstein, which is an unconventional love story. And it's focused on the relation between the composer and his wife. Have you had time to see this movie?
I have seen this movie, yeah. And it's a very interesting movie from Bradley Cooper, who last time out made A Star is Born, which was a brilliant film with Lady Gaga, the remake. And this time he's made a story about Leonard Bernstein. And at the beginning of the film, he really concentrates that Leonard Bernstein had homosexual and heterosexual relationships. And he shows how, because of these personal relationships, Bernstein was a very stressed and confused man at home while he was being celebrated at work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for me, it's a very interesting story. And I found Bradley Cooper in a really amazing interpretation. I can see an Oscar coming. Nomination, and it's really something really beautiful. And the second movie is Adagio by Stefano Solima. He's an Italian director. It's the third movie, Italian movie in competition this year, and it's part of the last chapter of Stefano Solima's criminal trilogy set in Rome. We can see also Favino in the actors, but honestly, it's a difficult movie to understand. I know, Kalim, you haven't seen it.
Unfortunately, I missed this one.
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, we have so many movies, and so but I have to say the movie that touched me the most was The Theory of Everything. And it's a German director. It's only the second movie. It's quite young, and it's a movie set in the 1962. And it's a mystery thriller about a young student preparing his dissertation with his professor. They are in an hotel in the Swiss Alps, the Esplanade Hotel, and they are in a physics congress. And it's interesting, this movie, because it reminds me a lot about Hitchcock. It's black and white, and he has one of the main points is like ordinary people get trapped in something that is not honest. And but also, he has so many surprises in the middle, and not much dialogues. What was for you this experience?
I thought the film was remarkable for many of the reasons you just said, because it starts in colour in 1974 on a TV show, and we see a very frustrated and agitated man who's complaining that his book, The Theory of Everything, has been released as science fiction, but for him, it is fiction. This is non-fiction. It is a real story that happened to him, and he is thought of as insane in many ways, or laughable, because he believes in the multiverse. He believes that there's many different simultaneous time zones happening. And then the film makes this remarkable and beautiful jump into 1962. And then we relive the experience that we presume is what's being told in the book. And we hear about this and we see this young love story. But as the story's being told, I know you mentioned Hitchcock. For me, it reminded me of Orson Welles with the fabulous camera work that was used. And also it reminded me of the German Expressionists, the use of black and white color. So it showed how Hitchcock and Welles lent on German Expressionism to tell stories. So as the film developed, I had a big smile on my face because I was just like, this is reminding me of a classic type of film that's not being made anymore. And for me, the film kept going. It introduced lots of key ideas. It was a very thought-provoking film. Had a very complicated ending, which I've been chewing over for weeks. I won't spoil it for people, but I think it's a very tremendous film, and this is a talent that everyone will be talking about.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a really good what you said. I have to say that for me, it is movies between reality and it's not real, but it is incredible because somebody, I ask someone after the screening, have you read the book? Because at the beginning we saw the book, and this person said to me, "No, I haven't read the book. I'm going to buy and read the book." And then somebody else I asked, and everybody said to me, "Oh, I haven't read the book. I'm sorry. I don't know. It must be." And then anyway,
the book doesn't exist in real life.
Exactly.
It's like a play on what is truth and what is fiction, yeah. And what do we know as being truthful, and maybe what we dismiss as people being crazy, insane, are actually telling us a truth that we will only understand in 10 years. It reminded me of Nikola Tesla, who always said there will be electricity that's wireless. Yeah. And it seemed crazy to everybody at the time. And now we live by that technology.
Anyway, I had the same anxiety, I have to say, when I wrote my dissertation. So I could recognize my anxiety as university students. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to have also an understanding from your point of view about festivals, because it's incredible with your background of film critic. How much you can give to a festival, because I can see the Red Sea Film Festival is incredible because it's growing so much from 1 year to the next, and now we're going to see the third year of the festival. Can you tell me something more about your
Sure, work? I think one thing I would like to say before I talk about the Red Sea is talk a little bit about Venice this year, because it's been a very tricky year for Venice, and I've seen with the great skill that Alberto Barbera has managed all of the problems with the strike, with some actors allowed on the red carpet, some not, what that means. Lots of people were talking about the strike before rather than the films, but he really managed to change focus onto the films, and that's a very difficult thing to do. So I take my hat off to him for managing that. With the Red Sea, just so people don't know, it's a new film festival that happens in Saudi Arabia, in Jeddah. It's a festival that takes in a lot of films. The primary focus is on Africa, Arab, and Asia, but we look at the whole international world, and we look for films that will be cultural bridges. And so I'm always looking for films that show that we live in a very multicultural world. It's a very global world. The problems that a young boy in Hamburg has could be the same problems that a young boy in Delhi or in Riyadh is having at the same time. And so I like to see how stories are connected and how stories from around the world can touch people. And that's what I love about cinema. It's having the stories at the heart that are visually realized, transport us into places maybe we'll never have the fortune or opportunity to go to, and show us how people live, but also how we're all connected.
Thank you very much, Kalim. Kalim is also my neighbor in London, so I'm going to buy you a very good coffee when we go back. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.